we have today.
So.
Just one, if I can, real quick on a related note. I'm not sure which speaker gave us the documents. The documents relate to the parking assessment district and some bonds that were issued by the city. They're not related to title issues associated with the spots or the lots themselves. They're related to revenue bonds that the city issued in the 1980s for the parking assessment district.
Okay.
Thank you for the documents.
I want to make a stab. I want to make a stab at a motion. So hearing what Elizabeth just had to say, I'm going to make a motion that we delay this action for 6 months and that the representative group for parking for Main Street and businesses meet with city staff or one city staff person who's in charge. I guess you're the new guy since Damian doesn't want to do it anymore, Chris. Anyway, so in that 6 months' time, come back and let's take a look, because I got to tell you, it's been working for the last 4 months, and I don't want to remove 98 employee parking spots from our inventory. I think it's very important, regardless of who uses it, but I'm telling you, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. would work, but I don't want to make that change. I want that to come from Main Street and the parking group. So leave it sit for 6 months, bring it back with action.
So for clarification, your motion would be to continue the item to a date certain, which would be the June 17th meeting.
Yes.
Second.
So we have a motion by Gregory, second by Bausch. Discussion. Okay, I've been opposed to the parking program, except at the very beginning. The mayor talked me into starting this in the first place, and it was later that even he decided, why are we doing this and meddling in businesses and their business? Because it's up to them what they want to do. We shouldn't have started this in the first place, and I want to get back to the way it used to be. Just we stay out of parking, period.
Yep. Okay, any other discussion? All right, Melissa, go ahead and call the question.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
No.
Mayor Hammond?
No.
Motion passes 3-2.
Okay, very good. All right, so we'll go ahead then to item 4, selection of Mayor Pro Tem and an assignment of the City Council to regional bodies, ad hoc committees, and as liaison advisory bodies.
5 minute break.
Melissa, will you have that item for us then?
Can we take a break?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, well, okay, let's do a 5 minute break. You guys good with that then?
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
Thank you.
AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton. Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
If ever there was a sure bet in thoroughbred horse racing, that bet was Citation, the horse that refused to lose. In his first year racing as a two-year-old, Citation took first place in 8 out of 9 starts.
Steady, Citation, you can't break sideways.
By the time he stood at the starting gate of the Kentucky Derby in 1948, Citation was so dominant that the Derby didn't even allow bets for a place or for show. Only 5 other horses even dared to line up against him, including Citation's stablemate and only true challenger, Coal Town. And as CBS radio announcer Clem McCarthy called the race, Coal Town and Citation gave the fans a run to remember.
And they're turning for home. Coal Town and Citation head and head, and it looks like Eddie Arcaro has got his Derby. They're coming in there just like they were the enemy, riding each other close. And it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was. He's going to win with his ears pricking. It is Citation by 2, pulling away. And the other horse, Coal Town, is hanging on gamely, but that's all he can do is hang on gamely to be second. Citation wins this Derby just as he pleases.
After winning the Derby, Citation went on to win the Preakness in a breeze.
Around the turn, Citation again goes to the front, and he is leading now by a length and a half. Pelican's Forge is second by four lengths. Rovard is third by a length, and Better Self is fourth. Citation turns for home with Arcara looking over his shoulder. Rovard coming through on the inside is second and making a challenge at Citation. Arcara takes no chances and shakes up Citation, reminds him he's got a whip with him, and Citation pulls on away. He is now four lengths in front, and it was not Bovard who was coming strongest, but Vulcan Forge who rallied, and Vulcan Forge is coming on to the second. Citation the winner by five lengths. Vulcan Forge second by three, and Bovard third by a neck with Better Self fourth.
Then it was on to the Belmont Stakes and a chance to complete the Triple Crown. But once Citation broke from the gate, it quickly became clear that his only real competition was with himself. Once more, Clem McCarthy called it to the finish.
And the others already are trailing so far that you're glad the distance is a mile and a half. And Escadrille is making his move on the outside, and he's got a horse to catch, a horse four lengths in front of him. But here comes the real test for Citation. They said they might not go a mile and a half. He's been a mile and a quarter. We'll find out now, because they got a quarter of a mile to come. And Citation is pulling away. He'll have to collapse to lose this race. It is Citation going to win the Belmont Stakes, the third angle of the Triple Crown.
Citation won the Belmont by 11 lengths and streaked to 16 straight victories over the course of 2 years. In his first 29 races, Citation was led to the winner's circle 27 times, one of the greatest thoroughbred racing records ever.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
It was the biggest overseas military operation in the biggest war in world history, and its best-kept secrets as well. D-Day, a military term for the first day of a military operation, was a fitting description for the event, which turned the tide of battle in World War II. Plans by the United States and Britain to invade German-occupied Northern Europe had been in the works for nearly 2 years before the summer of 1944, when the supreme commander of those Allied forces, General Dwight Eisenhower, gave his assent to begin a massive landing at the French coastal town of Normandy. Those still awake in America and listening to their radios in the wee hours of June 6, 1944, were most likely listening to the harmonic band of Leo Diamond and his Harmonaires, when suddenly, at 12:41 a.m. Eastern Time, the broadcast was interrupted with the first news of the invasion.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. I repeat, the German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun. There was no Allied confirmation.
Within hours, official confirmation of the invasion came in a broadcast transmitted from the supreme headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force in London.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
When the news broke, the NBC radio network sounded their four-chime alert. The fourth chime was a note added to the familiar three-chime NBC musical signature. It was an emergency signal, sounded on the air to effect the immediate gathering of key NBC operating personnel responsible for broadcasting news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the NBC newsroom in New York, where we are standing by to bring you the news of the reported operations against the continent by the Allies, which only the German radio has so far announced. The National Broadcasting Company intends to continue with its network service coast to coast throughout the rest of this night. This is our official notification to stations affiliated with NBC that we will continue broadcasting throughout the remainder of these nighttime hours. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
For the next 24 hours, network radio was on flash basis, ready for round-the-clock operation to broadcast uninterrupted news of the invasion, which Allied forces had termed Operation Overlord, but which would remain forever celebrated as simply D-Day. Despite heavy resistance by German troops, the landings were a tactical success,
as Allied troops gained their first foothold in France since the beginning of the German occupation of that nation 4 years earlier. Less than 3 months later, on August 25th, 1944, Allied troops liberated the French capital of Paris.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
Welcome to Heroes of the Air. True stories of those who flew for America and earned the nation's supreme military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Heroes of the Air is brought to you by the Air Force Association, an independent nonprofit aerospace organization which promotes public understanding of the role aerospace power plays in our national defense. Your host for Heroes of the Air is Gene Pell.
By the middle of 1943, U.S. B-17s and B-24s of the 9th Air Force were flying daily missions from bases in North Africa in support of Allied ground forces fighting in Italy. But military planners had another objective in mind that they hoped would cripple the Nazi war effort. Over 1,200 miles away lay important German oil refineries, which if destroyed or severely damaged, could seriously disrupt the enemy's fuel supplies and hinder its mobility. Ploiești, Romania, August 1st, 1943. 178 B-24.
And then bring it back to council. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion further and beyond? Okay, Melissa, go ahead and call the question.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Congratulations.
Thank you all.
Thank you. All right, now we move on then to all the different, there's many, many. Does everybody see what we have on the attachment one? And next question, do we have any discussion on that way it's presented at this point in time? Let's go over each one of those individually and just kind of go through.
It's attachment two is the proposed.
Oh, listing. Okay. So I had, was that a revised one then? Let me,
it's just something I have to do. That.
I had clicked on the updated unit.
That's attachment two.
Yeah, attachment two then. All right.
Is there any way we can put the attachment up?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
Is this the right time to offer some comments, or should we just digest it for a few
minutes?
That's
what I want to make sure. Let's review it, and then let's make comment if you have any requested changes.
I'm not going to be able to do Youth Sports Council.
Youth Sports is second page. Where is that at? Yeah. Okay, well, you were the alternate on that.
So that shouldn't matter, should it? Okay.
Yeah. Beal is the primary, and then Chris Bausch is the second. Do you think you're going to have a problem then with
no,
being an alternate?
I should be okay.
I think, between the two of you, you guys work it out and you have to cover the meeting.
So this is the time to speak up?
Yes, if
okay.
You'd like to. Yeah, go ahead. I just want to get everybody up to speed on what they were seeing.
Actually, yeah, and there is a lot to digest, and I know a lot of thought went into this, and I appreciate it, Mayor Hammond, how you sort of worked through all of the different iterations and days of weeks and interest. And as you know, I ran on housing, economic development, and things for kids. You know, kind of advocating for our working families. So a lot of that makes sense. So Chamber, Main Street, Wine Country Alliance, I'd be coming full circle back with Wine Country Alliance in terms of Chamber and Main Street. I certainly have relationships there, but it would strengthen relationships. And if I'm on Main Street, I could be on the little committee talking about parking, so you wouldn't have to. So that's the business side. In terms of the housing side, I think it'd be great to be on Housing Authority as Councilman Strong's alternate. The other thing, let's see, what was the other one? The families. Okay, so Main Street. Oh, also there's water, so I'm on, you'd sort of assign me to water. I am a little concerned about being on all three water committees because I think it's a better use of my time and my skills to be working on the conversations with the district, Cuesta College and the city. I think that's more in line in terms of these high level conversations we need to have in terms of partnerships and thinking about our families. Youth sports, again, I don't think it's the best use of my time, but if Mr. Bausch, you know, he and I can kind of work that out, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would yes on parks, yes on the other one would be the housing constraints. But I don't think I have to officially need to be a liaison to be able to participate, right? I could
no,
go and,
you, that's what my point was going to be, yeah. Is that you're basically the second in case the primary can't be there, but you can certainly, both of you, be at the meeting.
Yeah.
You can have at least two at these the different meetings if you really want to participate.
I kind of rambled a little bit. I wasn't as organized in my thoughts. I have color coding, and I didn't read that very well. I am very interested in the school district, Cuesta College, and city, whatever format that is, if that's a coffee or an informal kind of get-together. I have relationships with
you.
That's a phone call. It's kind of a Zoom meeting.
Yes, we haven't even had a meeting in
right.
so long. Matter of fact, I thought we were going to disband that. I'm not sure what the new superintendent is thinking.
I have a relationship with her. I have a relationship with the trustees. I've already spoken with our person at Cuesta. They're very interested in reviving that group.
I'd be willing to let her take my spot.
Okay, so Gregory, you're on
the Cuesta College Pastoral School.
And Mr. Mayor,
Beal, they're in my place.
Hang on, Fred. Let's get this one changed, or if we're going to make a change. I want to stay on one subject.
So Beal on the school district and Cuesta College as an alternate.
What's the government?
Where is it? Is that the second page?
First page, towards the bottom, fourth one up from the bottom.
Okay, yep, there it is. Okay, so right now, Cuesta College, Hammond is the primary,
yeah.
And Gregory is the second.
So Beal will be the alternate? Or?
So, yes, you want to have Beal slip in as the alternate on that?
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Chris, is that okay with you then to be an alternate for that?
That's fabulous. Thank you.
So let's make that change, Melissa, on...
And Mr. Mayor,
Fred,
if she doesn't like water, I've never been on the water, yet I've been involved with state water since the 1960s. And that's why I was wondering why I was never on water here at all.
And I'm happy to be on the Paso groundwater one. I just don't think I should be on all three. I don't think the people in District 1...
I'd be happy to take
Atascadero or Nacimiento.
No, I'm thinking of your alternate is on Nacimiento.
Yeah, most of those are alternates. I've been on water ever since, and that's why I kept myself at that point.
Sure, no, I'd be happy
but,
to be on that one.
I don't mind, have a problem if somebody wants to get more engaged.
Oh, and Atascadero, I guess, also on that one?
Yeah, Atascadero, we actually have a meeting tomorrow on that one. But
is Atascadero a basic game?
It's their GSA.
Yeah,
they're going through their GSA through.
Could you put Fred?
Yeah, because I've been involved also with that all the way back to back when Barney Schwartz was mayor.
Okay. All right. So let's take it up again. Right now, Nasi Water Project Commission, Hammond and Beal. Let's change that to Hammond and Strong as the alternate. And then
there was a groundwater basin there too.
Yeah, that was a big meeting yesterday. That's Hammond and Beal. Groundwater Sustainability Agency, I believe that's what we're talking about there.
That's as needed.
Hammond and
that's Beal. Groundwater Sustainability.
How often are those meetings, Christopher?
So let's do Hammond and Strong on that.
Well, sure. I thought that I could be wrong. I thought that was basically the Basin Committee.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm happy to be on that one, but maybe see if we could switch for Nacimiento and Atascadero Basin.
Yeah, I saw you at the meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot to catch up on, but if you want to be engaged in that one too, it is kind of nice to spread out the water to different members of the board here because it's more education. But
isn't groundwater sustainability that include Atascadero?
That's the Paso Basin Cooperative Committee, basically, is what we're talking about here.
Oh, does but that not that?
Atascadero.
Yeah, it includes Atascadero.
Right, and I'm primary on all those three. But whoever wants to kind of slip in as an alternate and start getting some information on that.
If she wants to really switch, or if you, we got to break groundwater sustainability into two.
There's a Atascadero one.
I can take a Atascadero and she could take.
And then there's
the other.
There's the groundwater sustainability, which is basically the overarching one that you're meeting with Blaine and the county folks, right? That's.
Yeah.
That's the one that I should probably be involved with.
Those members as that are part of the Paso Robles Basin Cooperative Committee, it's just assumed that they'll then become the primary and alternate on the JPA.
JPA, right. So let's switch then. The Groundwater Sustainability Agency, Hammond is primary, and Beal is already there on this paper.
But she didn't want to do the Atascadero part, but I'd be willing to do.
Yeah, that's a minor.
And I'm doing this mess me up.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I actually added that because it wasn't on this list.
Okay.
it's a minor committee. But. Okay. So do we have then all requested changes in at this point? Anybody see anything different or anything more? Okay. All right. So at this point, then we'll open it up to public. Did we, that's a PDF up there, isn't it, on the screen, so we can't change it?
I can't change it on the screen, but I can go over the changes I have and make sure we're all in agreement.
Okay, let's do that before we run it out to the public.
Okay, I'm showing that we are keeping the Groundwater Sustainability Agency as you proposed, with you as the primary and Councilmember Beal as the alternate.
Yes.
Nacimiento Water Project Commission with Mayor Hammond as primary, Councilmember Strong as alternate. Housing Authority, did we make a change there? Okay, sorry, I started that one, apologies. The PRJ USD, Cuesta College and City, Hammond as primary and Beal as the alternate. And then Atascadero GSA, Mayor Hammond as the primary, Councilmember Strong as the alternate.
Okay.
That's all I have. Do you have other changes?
Yeah, I think there's about four that would change. So, okay. Then anything further from council? We'll lead it out to the public. Anybody having any comment on this as proposed? Okay, we'll bring it back then to council for discussion and or action.
Move approval.
Okay, motion by Councilman Strong.
Second.
Second by Councilmember Beal. Any discussion? Go ahead and call the question.
Councilmember Strong.
Aye.
Councilmember Beal.
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch.
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory.
Aye.
Mayor Hammond.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
And if we can get that printed up and distributed to all of us so we can keep it.
Yes, sir. And we will get it updated, and we will update all the outside agencies as well.
Thank you, Melissa. Okay, moving on now. We are at City Manager's Report. Mr. Ty Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple items. I want to make sure that the public is aware that we'll have some changes to our schedule as the holidays approach. Mr. Huot and Ms. Hallenstein will be releasing some information to the public that, suffice it to say, will be closed on Christmas as well as New Year's, with business resuming the following day. Of course, during this time of year, we do have a lot of staff that are out of town on vacation, spending time with their families, but there'll be many of us that remain in the city and attending to business as usual. Also, just want to point out that we had a staff appreciation luncheon last week, which was well attended. Some of the council members made it out there, but it's another opportunity to publicly thank our staff and all of our employees that help serve the community, serve the council in various ways. And it was great to see all of them push through, grab some lunch and some meals, and be able to honor them. And so wanted to make sure that, you know, in a public manner, that we also brought that forward. And that concludes my report.
Very good. Thank you. Council business and committee reports. Let's start on my right this time. Councilman Bausch.
So, really quickly, in a lot of time, Pascal's Youth Commission, we had a great turnout for Saturday attended the Public Road Quarter Committee at the Open House, attended Hopkins City Manager, thanks to Katrina, David Navarro, Kim Porter, Chief Stavetta, for Pascal's Parents. Main Street Christmas Light Parade, Senior Library. I missed that. I'm attending a big update. Miss Parks and Rec has a more special city council meeting. House Rules Housing Authority seems to have gotten locked out for Zoom meetings, so I apologize. So, always good to look at them. Had a wonderful time. Slow County Garbage Disposal Park, and let's see a lot of us at the White Street Showcase. It's fun. Thank you, all the dollars. And last night, I attended San Luis County Officer Education District Organization grant. On that board. I was going to go to the water meeting. I had a ticket for that, but they needed someone to make up for it. My apologies.
Okay. Put it Gregory.
Oh, before I get off, the Veterans Memorial Bridge that was brought up, hope we can bring that back at the appropriate time.
What's oh yes, for the bridge.
For the bridge. So I would like to agendize that.
We can work on
possible.
That. Yeah,
with need to take a roll call or just a show of hands?
Just direction. I think staff. I mean, do you just want to?
Yeah, I had it on my list of items to discuss and come back and see if we can bring some sort of option for the council to consider.
Absolutely.
Okay. That was right at the top of my list, too, so it was good. So I attended several interesting meetings this last period. So first of all, Vicki Jansen, who was the legislative assistant all the way to Ruth Brackett. She was the first legislative assistant in our county, and she's still working today, training all the others. And she trained Debbie Arnold as a legislative assistant. So anyway, I've known Vicki for many years with CACHO, and I was able to make a presentation and give her a certificate for the city of Paso Robles, and a very amazing person, really involved in our community. I really enjoyed the trolley ride, the Xmas, the parade, a lot of fun. And Vine Street, we're cruising up there on the trolley, and there was like nobody on the road. I go, man, what is wrong with everybody? There's nobody here. And I'm not kidding. We get to the end of the trolley ride, and I get off the trolley ride, and I look back, and the streets are packed.
Yeah.
So like in 10 minutes, it went from like 0 to 100 miles an hour, but great event, a lot of really happy happy people. So Merry Christmas to everybody who attended that. I attended the oath of office back in beginning first week of December for several people. The senior advisory committee, I attended that. And one interesting thing came up in that is we're working on a IT program for seniors, and working on a donation for iPads and training for seniors on telephones and iPads and stuff like that. And I think it's a really good idea because, boy,
I'm challenged, so I can't even imagine somebody that knows less than I do how they do it. So anyway, went to the Garbison Ball. It was really good. And my last comment would be I got to the lucky enough to attend the Wine Alliance year-end meeting, and it was one crazy good meeting. And so what's really good about it is they're looking at the problem of why they're losing their youth supporting wine. And one of the guest speakers was from some famous group. I'm not sure where she is. But she talked about how to circle back around to youth using podcasts and all kinds of different tools to get youth back into having wine as part of their and a recreational life. That's the best way to put it. But it was really interesting to the length of it. I have 20 slides. I'm going to share it with Ty and Chris, and you should read it. It's really good. But the good news out of that whole meeting is that we've heard a lot about the issues with wine. And we were down in sales, in tasting room sales, by about 6%. But we're up in purchases almost 20%. So our sales in wine in our wine tasting rooms and wineries have dropped about 3%, which is a lot better than I heard. I heard it's more like 20. So I was encouraged by that. But they're actively pursuing different ways to bring people to their wineries and to taste their wine, and going after a younger group. And their number one mechanism for media is podcasts. So I thought that was really, really interesting. And they're doing really well. They haven't started the 1 cent or 1% tax thing yet, because it was just kind of a crazy year with the sales falling a little bit. But we'll probably see that come to fruition next year, which they contribute 1% of their proceeds to the Wine Alliance. So anyway, and we saw I'm sure we'll see it again in the springtime, all the work that Wine Alliance is doing and the number of hits they're doing. And one of the stunning areas was San Jose is now the number two city coming to our wineries, and it was at number 10. And it's all because of the activity that's going on up there with Travel Paso. With Stacy. And that connection with the Sharks and whoever else they're up there with.
Yeah, the hockey team, isn't it? The
hockey team. Yeah. And they're really doing well. So it's a really interesting direct marketing concept that is paying off big dividends. And I think that, and Augie met Leslie, so we're all good. So that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Councilman Strong.
Okay, well, mine is a number of different things. Housing Authority, first of all. And Housing Authority is moving ahead with a number of projects. They're about 85% full now for the one just behind Sierra Bonita. And then they've got another one down there by the old Penny store. That one's only about 35% full, and they've had too many delays there, so they're not going to make it by the first of the year. Of course, they're looking at maybe March before they're going to be fully full. But they've already booked about 25 and 35%. They are negotiating with the school district for a school district property that's right behind Quail Run, and possibly that can accommodate quite a few units. They're working with school district on that one. They're also looking at the school district for one up in way up on the north side, and that's off of Cleck Road, I think.
Okay.
And that'll accommodate about 85 units if it comes to fruition, but that one's kind of bogged down at the moment. And they've abandoned the one that would have been at the old Williams Brothers shopping center, now it's Spartan Final, because the owners there pulled out of it because they're more interested in maybe making it more commercial again, keeping it as commercial. So that's pretty much it for where they stand now. They're losing a little bit of money, but it's just behind, and they're going to make it up in other ways. But any nowhere near even 10% of their assets. So they have plenty of money in the bank, no problem. Going on with SLOCOG. SLOCOG has reappointed me to all the positions I previously had, and I've been nominated for as to become the vice president of LOSAN, which is the Pacific Surfliner Railroad.
It goes
from San Diego up to San Luis Obispo and serves us by bus from San Luis Obispo. So I'll be this next year, I'm scheduled to be the vice president and then the president the following year of board there. And then also I've been confirmed at the National League of Cities, continuing my position there as on the board of directors, representing NLC, the National League of Cities, on NARC, which is the National Association of Regional Councils for all the regional governments of the United States. And at National League of Cities, that's pretty much it. There's a question of if I'm still going to be on the Transportation Committee and what exact role yet. So I'm still waiting to hear on that. At the League of California Cities, I'm being reappointed to the Housing Committee and Economic Development Committee again. So I'll be handling that one. But I'm cutting it back to just one instead of two, because two with a hotel stay overnight is just a little too much money on our budget.
Okay.
So I try to keep our budget cut down as much as possible.
Thank you.
So that we don't spend more than our budget is.
Okay.
And that's sort of it right now.
Congratulations on your appointments.
I'll be back in Washington, D.C., tentatively scheduled in both February and March for this vacation.
Very good. Okay. Councilmember Beal, so this is the time that you report, which you haven't reported anything or needed anything, but...
we've been busy.
Like to say something, you better go right ahead.
Thank you. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge how warm and welcoming everybody has been. So thank you, Mayor. Thank you, fellow council people, staff. I can tell you that the onboarding process has been very, very top-notch, organized, stellar. Everybody's been so patient. So thank you for what you have done, and thank you for what you will be doing to support this transition. I don't want to duplicate some of the meetings that we've also been to, but just some of you don't. We have a couple people in the public here, but some of you don't really know me. Just so you know, I have a job. I'm not working full-time, but I just want you to know that I am working, and so I'm kind of working on, you know, figuring out how to schedule this. My father moved into my home at about 3:30 this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So there's that going on. And I have a new grandbaby that was born about a week before the election in Maine. And so I have that going on. But I'm really, I am really grateful to be here. We don't have a lot of people in the public still in the audience, but I take this position of public trust very seriously. I will always work hard. I will always be a fact finder and try to be fair. What you also might not know is I am an outreach and education person. I've spent my career accidentally and on purpose doing exactly that. And I think that's a really good role for me. I think that complements the skills on the council. It helps us sort of reach the community in a different way. And I think there'd be value in it. So I'm honored to be here. Thank you for your warmth and support. And I look forward to working hard for our hardworking people of Paso Robles. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I know that... don't we have League of Cities for new folks pretty much after the first of the year? Isn't that, do you have that calendared already?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you did, so that's a good start. And Fred Strong's always there usually at these kind of meetings too, but a lot to absorb. There's plenty to absorb and understand, and I think you'll have a good time with it, especially with your capabilities. So thank you for being here and elected to First District. I know you're going to do well, and looking forward to the work with you.
And suggestions for future agenda items?
If you like, go ahead.
Yeah. Some things have happened this year. There's been a change at the state level. I think our attorney might be looking into it. Where it comes to council salaries, we've been restricted by state law as to how much we could do, and anything we would do wouldn't take effect until it can legally take effect, which now would be probably 2 years from now.
Right.
But right now, we're excluding about 80% of the 80% of the people in our United and our city from even attempting to be on the council because of the salary. It is so low. And they have, I believe, what they've done is allowed us now to take a look at what we can do. And that's what the city attorney maybe should be looking into, and I'd like to report back on that as to just how much we can do.
Because we're a general law. Correct?
But they've changed the rules a little bit on that, possibly. Oh. And I think giving us a little more leeway than we had before.
And I'm happy to take a look at the new legislation and bring you back information on it next year if that's the council's desire.
Sure.
If we have enough, does everybody like want to hear at least what's going on?
We create more equity that way. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I believe they also have changed the rules on how they handle. Rentals and rental increases, and we can actually change the rules on rent control and given cities a little more leeway as to what they do, and they may or may not have taken off the state regulations on it. And I hope we can get a report back on that and see if there may be something we might want to do to control rents, which are really starting to exclude people and drive people away from our city, especially our hospitality workers and things like that. That are relatively low-income people, and they can't afford to live here anymore.
Yeah, that's always a problem in California, especially in Central Coast. But yeah, anything, again, any of us, as far as council, we can always talk to our city manager with things and suggestions, and of course he can reach back out with seeing if there's consensus enough to bring it back for an agenda item. So that's certainly not a problem. I'll start then with things I did. Of course, you know, we did the candle lighting and the singing in the park, which I did perfect pantomiming. I can't believe I'm getting so good at that. That's why I bring Marjorie, though. It was a great event by Main Street and the park, essentially. I mean, I don't know about all of you. We've been hearing so much about the park and how it really is so much better, actually, Frida, than you did before. And again, very well done. We appreciate it. Of course, we did the Vine Street Showcase and the Christmas Light Parade. We also did the, I actually came to Norma's office to receive an award, the Main Street Award of the City with regard to the park. Frida and I accepted that on behalf of all you and the rest of the city. Also went to the Paso Basin Cooperative Committee along with Sharon yesterday and Chris, and it was a good meeting. We had a long meeting in the beginning from 1 to 4:30, and then we actually had a workshop starting at 5:30 and went on to quite late, and a lot of good places packed. I think I sent a photo to all you guys just to show you what was going on. We also did the, this morning, I did, to the supervisors meeting, and we honored 5th District Representative Debbie Arnold on her retirement. She was the chair, of course, but she's going to be stepping down here shortly. So all of us took a few minutes to at the podium to kind of congratulate her and thank her for her service and all the work she's done on the North County and in particular helping pass Robles different issues. The upcoming events I wanted to bring in, we have the city facilities closed, of course, in observance of Christmas holiday, Christmas December 25th. Facilities will also be closed in observance of New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025. And the Paso Robles Youth Commission Advisory Committee special meeting of January 8th will be at 5 o'clock. Paso Robles Senior Citizens Advisory Committee meeting January 13th at 1:30. Paso Robles Park and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting January 13th at 4 p.m. Paso Robles Planning Commission meeting will be here in this room January 14th at 6:30. The Paso Robles City Council, we will be dark the first week in January, but our second meeting, January 15th, will be our next one here at 6 o'clock. Remember, 6 o'clock, we're changing it now from 6:30 to 6. And that is the layout. I also want to take a minute here, too, just to thank all the staff. I mean, this is the time of the year, you know, we all kind of get together with family, and I certainly think that everybody who works for the city and all the different jobs and all the different capacities, you know, I believe we're all family, and want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you know, coming 2025. The amount of work that gets put out every year is kind of unnoticed by many, but I think council understands what you're doing, and we definitely want to take a minute to recognize all of you and wish you a happy holiday. Also, again, Chris Beal, thank you for coming on board, and you're going to be a good asset, I'm sure. The other thing I wanted to do, too, is recognize, and if I would, adjourn in their honor, we had past employees, too, actually. Bob Adams was our fire chief, and actually he started pretty much out of school with the wastewater department, and then he went to the police department, then went to the fire department, back to the police department. Bob Adams was our chief when we were all volunteers, Jonathan and I, a bunch of others. He was a great man. He passed away about a week and a half ago. And then we also had another good friend who was on our fire department for many years, Dan Lemons, who passed. So it's getting to the point where a lot of friends are starting to pass on. I'm sure we will meet up with them again at the big one on the air. But again, if you council would allow me to adjourn in their names, I'd like to make that honor.
And I'll second that.
All right. Motion by Hammond, second by Strong. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned.
The Paso Robles City Council meeting has been brought to you by the Paso Robles Senior Living, providing a loving, safe home since 2015. Two homes for your convenience. One on Scott Street in Paso Robles and the other on Burgundy. Call 805-821-1049.
We invite you to join us the first and third Tuesday of each month. We now join our regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
I have to take them on. And I do believe that, you know, you need to take the bull by the horns and get in the face of the media, like they're in your face all day, every day, if you're a Republican, and certainly if you're President Trump. So, yeah, she was a once respected, it's too bad, 68 years old, now she goes out on a sour note, to be sure. But honestly, if you're going to be in the news business, and you're going to be a pollster, try telling the truth and not lying and corrupting or getting it so wrong that people think you're lying. Because our news media really needs to have a big conference at the Aspen Institute or something and say out loud that they're about as well-trusted and admired as a gang of child molesters from Venezuelan prisons. Just amazing stuff. John, thank you. Thank you for the call and for being a solid American working in politics in Iowa and all that good stuff. And now living in Kensington, Maryland. Thank you, John. I want to get into this story that I spotted out of California today that at first, well, I don't want to say I chuckled because it's not really funny, but it's Democrat world. We're just living in it. Let me go to the story out of California, Michael, where a rock band, a British rock band, they're touring and they're in California and they're British. And the local NBC station in the Bay Area in San Francisco did the story out there. British rock band speaks out after being robbed at gunpoint in Vallejo, going to Vallejo. And the local station, members of a touring rock band out of England, not the Beatles, but nevertheless, they're working on it, speaks out after they said they were robbed at gunpoint in Vallejo. There are witnesses all over the place. Members of a rock band called Sports Team from England, and says that hours before they got to their concert stop, they stopped for a coffee at a Starbucks, and you'll never guess what happened.
Get down, Lauren, get down!
Members of the Sports Team rock band, just in from England hours before, stopped to get a coffee at Starbucks in Vallejo yesterday morning.
Coffee.
That's when robbers broke into their Sprinter van, A band member and manager went out to stop them.
At that point, somebody shouts that they're holding something, and then he pulled out a gun and pointed it at Lauren, our tour manager, and was sort of like waving it around us, like to get back. So we then retreated,
retreated.
And like, ducked for cover.
He ducked for cover. Here, they retreated. Right then. Right, everyone down. He's got a pistol. He's a pistol. And they went. And then the best part, I think, is so they're robbed. Nobody was hurt, I'm happy to say. But they stopped. They're on tour. They're from England. They stopped in Vallejo, California, in the greater Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Stopped at a Starbucks. They see their Sprinter van with all their stuff being broken into. They go out and confront him. Gun comes out. And then what really shocked them.
Ring the police! Ring the police! Guys, somebody ring the police!
Band members tell us as bad as the robbery was, things got worse when someone did call Vallejo police and was told to file a report online. It's not the way the situation would have been handled in their hometown of London.
I'm guessing.
It just felt like it was really normalized for the whole community there, the people in Starbucks, the police who we spoke to. I think that's kind of what is almost more shocking and shaking us more than the incident itself.
They act like it was just as what happens when everybody goes to Starbucks.
I asked the band's lead singer if this incident changed his image of the United States.
You know, I think this is the greatest country on earth, and I think it just needs to prove it on so many levels. You know, it's I understand why guns are a problem here, and I kind of understand the sort of frontier spirit that exists in America, but I do think it's got to be time to make a change.
Now it's California. It's much of the country is still relatively normal English-speaking guy. He sounds like a British guy, doesn't he? They all sound a little like Monty Python, don't they? And now the residents of Vallejo, California, have sent a letter to their governor, Gavin Newsom, who's a fashion model in waiting. And it says, our city has been grappling with escalating crime rates due to severe understaffing in our local police department because Democrats defund the police and undermine the police. We deserve a clean and safe city where we can live without fear. That's the residents of Vallejo, California, to the governor, Gavin Newsom. He'll ignore them, of course, because he's probably at a vineyard having his teeth whitened or something, maybe getting coiffed. At a coiffure. Yeah. Welcome to America, English band. Get some padlocks for your Sprinter van there, because next place you go in California, be the same thing. Now, were the robbers English-speaking? I'm curious about that. Maybe they were Venezuelan gang members that the Democrats invited in.
Whoa, she turned me into a newt. A newt. I got better.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This holiday season, if long days on your feet are wearing you down, remember, hardworking Americans deserve better than pain slowing them down. For those who keep this country moving forward, Gedify shoes deliver on comfort and support. With patented VersaShock technology, Gedify helps absorb impact, helps support your posture, and gives energy back with every step. Listen, the nice people at Gedify sent a pair of their shoes to me and a pair for my best girl. We really love our Gedify shoes, and we get out and hike around the city, you know. We hike around the city with our Gedify shoes, and when we finish hiking around the city, our feet feel better than they felt before we started hiking around the city. Visit Gedify.com and use the code Chris for 50% off your order of $100 or more. That's code Chris for 50% off your order of $100 or more at GDEFY.com. Stand strong and step comfortably this holiday season. That's Gedify.com.
Big news! Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings. Yeah, it's true. Newsmax's number one host, Rob Schmidt, just had a bigger audience than CNN during any hour of the day. That really is big. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax. They're getting the real facts. No BS and no spin. Just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax. You should too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all major cable systems. YouTube TV just added us. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just call them and cancel. Go to GetNewsMax.com and we'll help you find a new carrier. 40 million Americans watch Newsmax. Find out why. Go to GetNewsMax.com and start watching. Newsmax is real news for real people like you.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance. Some clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 30s, partly cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. Sunny, mid-70s Thursday. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. Call 434-3276.
May the magic of Christmas light your world with happiness. Batteries not included.
Merry Christmas.
From the Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
Mars Megastore, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastore can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The left is very corrupt, of course, and this British rock band sports team that they were held up at gunpoint, was it by illegal aliens? We may never know. But now the British guys are like, hey, it's the greatest country in the world, but we should prove it. And, we got to liberate Europe again. What do we have to do? Have to keep you safe from the Soviet Union again for generations? But maybe the sports team should be more worried about the Democrat Party in the United States. I know that I am. Here's the Hill out of Washington, D.C. today with the headline, Senate Democrats push plan to abolish Electoral College. Right? And the radical left-wing extremists at New Republic, the New Republic, Senate Democrats, new Electoral College plan shows they're clueless, which is kind of fun. I could have told you that.